on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Santaco says the recent murder of an e-hailing driver in Soweto highlights the urgent need to deal with lawlessness in the industry.
It is about families left broken. It is about communities that no longer feel safe in South Africa. As Santaco, we cannot remain silent. Any operator, driver, or member of our associations found to have been involved in this attack or any similar act of violence will be immediately expelled from our ranks. It's a promise that we are saying to our members, enough is enough. We cannot continue like this. We will support full prosecution and we will never defend or shield perpetrators.
Mtokozisi Mvelase from Ulundi was shot and his car torched with him in it outside Maponya Mall last week, just 3 days into his new job in Gauteng. His death sparked public outrage, with angry Soweto residents staging protests and blocking minibus taxis from operating at the shopping centre. Speaking at a press conference in Johannesburg this afternoon, the National Taxi Council's president, Motlhabane Tsebe, said they would support the family.
To the family of this young man, I want to say from my heart, we are deeply sorry for your loss. We stand with you in your grief, and we want to also confirm we've seen family asking for support. As Santaco, we are ready to take care of the body in partnership with Tebole to a funeral parlor. I've sent my team to talk to the family if they would give us that right to take the body from Gauteng to KZN and also to bury the body.
The Competition Tribunal's senior legal counsel has outlined 5 key strategies apparently used by local banks to manipulate the rand. The Concord is hearing the tribunal's application to overturn a ruling that cleared most of the institutions of manipulating the currency. Advocate Tembeka Ncukaitobi has argued the accused institutions coordinated trades, withheld or reversed trades, influenced the 4 p.m. currency fix, and shared sensitive market information. He says the actions breached the Competition Act.
The allegation is that what the banks were doing, they were coordinating trading in order to control the rate by putting what is called the fake bid. It did involve our local banks. There was an information overload among these competitors. At all stages of the trading, this is a form of currency manipulation.
And the death toll from the monsoon floods in northern Pakistan has risen to almost 400. The torrential rains have caused flooding and landslides that have swept away entire villages, leaving many residents trapped in the rubble and scores more missing. Disaster management authorities say over 350 people were killed in the mountainous province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Dozens more died in surrounding regions. Rescuers and residents have resumed searching for survivors, with authorities warning downpours would continue until the weekend. The top story, Taxi Council Santaco says the recent murder of an e-hailing driver in Soweto highlights the urgent need to deal with lawlessness in the industry. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp for the latest news.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Keshav Maharaj takes 5 wickets as he bowls the Proteas to victory in the first ODI against Australia. Jesse Creel will lead a revamped Springbok side against Australia in Cape Town this weekend. And Yannick Sinner says that he's confident he'll play in the US Open despite withdrawing from Cincinnati.